The seiners of the Sacro herring fleet are famously competitive, but fishermen are anticipating perhaps historically low prices for Sitka herring this year. As a result, the 48 permit holders agreed to fish as a cooperative well ahead of the fishery's start in an effort to lower costs. That means fewer boats. Biologist Dave Gordon, who manages the fishery for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says he expects about 25 boats to participate this year, down from the nearly 50 last year. It also means less of everything else.
There's going to be a lot less tenders in the harbor than you normally see, and also fewer spotter pilots, that sort of thing. So that will be noticeable. It's just fewer people around, a little less excitement associated with this fishery.
Gordon says as far as he knows, it's the first time the fishery has gone co-op because of the price. He estimates the boats took in around $180 a ton last year. That was down from recent years when the fleet averaged more than $500 a ton. And fishermen worry that this year the price might go even lower. The co-op will also change the pace of the fishery. Instead of seiners competing to catch as many fish as they can as fast as they can, each boat will be targeting a set amount of fish. Gordon says that may mean the department doesn't have to limit openings to just a few hours.
If everything's going well and they're harvesting good quality herring, there's no reason to shut it down, and we can basically fish all day long and give them the flexibility to target their efforts on good fish and take their time and not be worried about competing for schools and that sort of thing.
Fish and Game will be sticking with its preliminary harvest level of about 8,700 tons. Normally, the department updates that number based on the results of winter samples, but those numbers weren't available in time. That quota is the lowest since 2003, but Gordon says it's about average if you look back over the past 30 years.
This is more kind of normal. If you were here in the 80s and 90s, these were the kind of guideline harvest levels that we saw back in that time.
So while the harvest level may be normal, the rest of the fishery is shaping up to be anything but. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waltholz.